Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks. We thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who knew no sin but became sin for us unto death on a cross. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. Lord God, we ask you to be among us today as we as a church, we are praying for those in Miami, Lord God. We're praying for all those who are still missing. God, in the name of Jesus, we don't understand, but we know that you are still God and you are in the midst. We're praying for the families, Lord God, who are grieving. We pray for the ones who don't know where their loved ones are, as we pray for ourselves and our nation. Lord God, have mercy. Hear from heaven. Hear from your holy place. God, have mercy. And now bless us today, Lord God. Bless the children who are here. It's good to hear their voices, God, among us. Be among us, Lord God. Strengthen us. Strengthen us as a nation and as a people and individuals. Remind us that you're here with us, for you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And now, Lord God, as I stand here before you as the one called for this moment to bring a word of hope to your people, put me behind the cross of Jesus Christ and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. My sermon title today is The Healer Is Here. Scripture tells us when two or more are gathered together in his name, the Lord is in our midst. Amen. And so the healer is here among us. And then Scripture reminds us that whatever we ask in his name, it shall be granted, according to his will for our lives. So we're praying for ourselves and praying for those who are hurting. I begin with this reflection. You can't force healing. And how I know that to be true. You can't force healing. In 2014, the writer says, in 2014, Steve Stamkos was looking forward to representing his country in the Sochi Olympic Games. Sports analysts reported the importance of his role, so all of Canada was counting on him too. Everyone was concerned with Stamkos when Stamkos had fractured his right tibia in November of the previous year. Doctors inserted a titanium rod to promote healing and stability. As the date for the games approached, sports analysts reported that physical therapists had instituted a targeted regimen to speed up the healing. But by early February, it became clear Stamkos would not be ready in time. In a statement, Stamkos said, "This is obviously very disappointing to me. I honestly believe we did everything possible in order to have my injured leg ready in time for the Olympics. But I realize you can't force healing. Sometimes, despite our best prayers, our best efforts, healing does not come. God has other plans. You can't force the healing. You can't force the healer. We just have to wait patiently, because we cannot force him." Amen? Chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark begins with Jesus healing the man called Legion because he was possessed with many demons. At the beginning of chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, we see that. And the people came to Jesus, and they saw the demonic man sitting there, and he was no longer full of demons. But they were still afraid. And so they They saw all the demons, they left the man and went into the swine. And so they began and to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. Can you imagine? They didn't want to see the healing. They asked him to leave their neighborhood. And so Jesus and his disciples decided to go across the lake. Scripture tells us when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. So he's leaving one healing, and he goes into the boat across and go across the lake, and there was another crowd. The healer was here. The healer was in town, and people were following. So would I. You see people healing, get being healed, wouldn't you follow? And the Bible tells us that one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came to him. Now Jairus was a man in charge, and he came to him, and when he saw him, what did he do? He fell on his feet because he knew that Jesus was in town and he had the ability to heal. And he begged him repeatedly. I've been begging Jesus myself to heal me and to heal a lot of people that I know, begging him. And I know that he will heal. And he has done that. He has healed several folks. I've been begging, and he has healed. Thanks be to God. You know, sometimes we see the bad things. The bad things make the news a lot more than the good things. But Jesus still continues to heal, my friends. And he begged him repeatedly, my daughter is at a point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live. And so he went. So Jesus went. But something was going to happen. Does anybody here need a healing today? When you're in the midst of the Savior and you need a healing, you can't be concerned about somebody else's healing. You got to reach out for your healing. Because the Bible tells us there was a woman. There was a woman there. And she was in the crowd, a large crowd. I think I have the picture of the first picture. She was in the first picture, right? And she was in the crowd. It was a large crowd. I've called him and pressed in on him. They pressed in on him. And there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. 12 long years she had been ill. And she had used up all of her monies, gone to every doctor, done everything, and still she had this issue of blood. And not only was it that she was so sick, she couldn't go to the synagogue. Because it was against Jewish law for her to have an issue of blood and hemorrhaging and come to the synagogue to worship. She was in a hard place. But point number one, she was desperate. Sometimes when we're desperate, we truly take the time to press in on Jesus and do not give up. Just to press. So the first point was she was desperate. Do you know how we know she was desperate? She was living under Jewish law. And by no means should she have left her house with hemorrhaging, with an issue of blood, to come out in a crowd. Because she was considered unclean. My God. You know, women in the Bible have gone through some terrible things. She was considered unclean. She had been ostracized. And she was not supposed to leave. But that day, she made up in her mind that no matter what happened to her, she's going to see Jesus. She heard that Jesus was in town. Amen? And so the Bible says she had endured much hardship. She had gone to many physicians. I tell you, I don't want to say it again because every time I say it, I get a little bit more pain. But, you know, I had some work done on my mouth and with implants and lots of pain and lots of this. And I understand, not in her case, 12 years, but going from one doctor, from the oral surgeon to the dentist to the TMJ doctor to the this doctor. After a while, you get weary. I could imagine her for 12 years getting weary, right? We've all been through it, where you have got one report, you go to another doctor, they give you another report, and nowadays, friends, they send you to different specialists. You know, and you remember in the old days, because we're older, for the young people here, you don't know what we're saying, but you know, those of us who are older used to go to one doctor. Do you remember those days? Those days are over. One doctor, and he took care from your crown of your head to your bottom of your feet. He knew everything. Now, you go to the doctor, and he says he doesn't do your hand. You got to go to the hand guy. He only does the elbows. Whatever it is, and you just keep going and going and going. This was her situation. Desperation. But the point number two, she was a seeker. She didn't give up. She continued to seek. I think sometimes we give up too quickly. She heard about Jesus. That's why I know she was a seeker. She heard about Jesus. She wanted a change in her life. And she came up behind him. Right? And as the picture shows you now, I just got a sample of the picture. She, from what many readers believe, interpreters believe, that she might have been crawling on her knees because she would have been in pain. And she reached out and she just touched the hem of his garment. She says, if I just but touch the hem of his garment, not his whole cloak, not his hand, just the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Amen.
Amen.
I am reaching out myself when I'm in pain. I just want to touch one thread on the hem of his garment. And the Bible tells us that when she did that, power left from the body of Jesus. The healing strength of Jesus healed her, and immediately she was healed. Third point, she had faith. Even through all of that 12 years, she had faith. The Bible tells us, immediately aware that the power had gone from him, Jesus turned to the crowd and he says, who touched my clothes? That one touch from Jesus, from you or from me, can change our lives and impact on Jesus. One touch. Jesus never rejects us. Jesus never say no, no matter how much you've turned away from him. Jesus will answer when you reach out and you touch him. And then they said, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, she came and she was with fear and trembling, and she fell down before him. And she told him the truth. And here's what Jesus said. He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Your faith, her faith, not her mother's faith, not her father's faith, but her faith has made her well.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. The fact that she pressed through, I want to share with someone today, this thought with someone here. If you're going through and you've been praying and you've been seeking God, hold on, keep praying, keep seeking, because the Lord will hear. But Jesus, the healer, was not done yet. He was not done yet. You see, I believe Jesus has enough blessing and healing for all of us. So when he stops by to heal me, if Susan is reaching out to him, and she's calling out to him, and she's here, he will heal Susan too. He will heal you. He will heal Ricky. He will heal any of us. Because Jesus can heal all of us in one sweep or one at a time. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus has the ability to heal each and every one of us. But remember, Jesus was going to Jairus' house. That's how this section started. Jairus had gone down on his knees and asked him, and Jesus was going to Jairus' house, and he never forgot the little girl. The woman could not stop him. She needed her healing. She pushed through no matter what, and then Jesus went to Jairus' house. And the very people who were there did not believe. They said, why are you coming? She's already dead. What is the matter with you? She's dead. Teacher, why come? But Jesus hearing them says, in essence, be quiet. And then he says, do not fear, only believe. Only believe that he can heal and he will heal. And the Bible tells us the next picture, Joan, you're there, yes, my dear, she's my assistant, Susan. And so the Bible tells us that when he decided to go in, he got rid of the crowd. Sometimes when you have to go to Jesus, you got to get rid of the crowd. You don't want the naysayers to tell you what Jesus cannot do, right? What, you're not going to be healed. He got rid of all the people, and he only took Peter, James, and John, and his brother, and he went in. And what did he do? He went over to the woman, this little girl on the bed, and the Bible tells us, he said, get up. Right? He took her by the hand, and he says, Talitha cum, which means little girl, get up. And immediately, she was healed. Jesus as a way to do the impossible. Now, friends, we have been going through a difficult time. We have been going through a hard time. Since last year, 2020, through now, we have been going through a difficult time in our nation. Many people have died from COVID-19. And now there's been many catastrophes in the U.S. and throughout the world. Right now, we're praying and asking God, you know, about these 156 folks and the five that died. So what do we tell folks who are hurting? What do we tell folks who no longer believe? There are people out there who no longer believe. What do we tell folks who don't believe at all? Who says this God and this Jesus doesn't exist? What do we do? We can only tell them what we believe. And we can only tell them what we know. Amen? We can't debate. We can't discuss. We can only tell them that we believe in Jesus Christ, the healer of all of our diseases. As what Paul told the church at Corinth, for you know the generous act of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he would become poor. We could only tell him about Jesus and the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And so, friends who are here, we must have a relationship with Jesus Christ for ourselves. So when someone needs a prayer, the people don't believe, yet we have to pray for them. Yes, we must pray for them because we believe. We are Christ's ambassadors in the church. We must continue to pray. We have prayed for people here who have been sick. I'm glad to see Frank out today. Thanks be to God. And I'm glad to see Lisa today. Thanks be to God. For we prayed and we believed. And God answered according to our will. I tell you, it doesn't always happen the way we pray. But today we could give God thanks and praise that we prayed for two in our church and God healed them.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Will you not give God a praise offering?
Hallelujah.
It could have been different. But we continue to pray and we continue to believe. And there are times we pray and believe and God takes somebody home. Doesn't mean he didn't heal them. It is according to his will. Our job is not to second guess God. Our job is to keep praying and keep pushing through and keep understanding that we serve a healing Savior.
Amen.
Amen. That's our responsibility. We can't second guess him. Why did I pray for this and it didn't happen? Yet I prayed for this. It's a waste of time. We have got to be like the woman with the issue of blood. We got to be like Jairus that gets down on our knees before Jesus and say, Lord, I don't get it, but I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to heal me. And this morning I got a text from Joan Canny who said her little grandson Dominic has been diagnosed with epilepsy. And so we are going to bring him before the Lord and we are praying for him that God will get the right combination of medicine through Jesus Christ or he will heal him completely in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's what we believe. And not only do we pray for healing from sickness, we pray for these babies, these children who are coming into the world, that the Lord will bless them. Friends, No matter what you're going through, no matter what we're facing, let us not give up on Jesus Christ. There is no better way than our Savior, Jesus, the risen Christ. And so I give you what I know and what I have. I give you Jesus, healer of all of our diseases. Amen?
Amen.
Thanks be to God for his faithfulness.